do the job. But we AAs, to any extent. Therefore, all of these other things represent the strength. I must tell you the story of a group who went in for combined research, education, rehabilitation, and doing good. It was the Charleston, West Virginia group. They wouldn't mind because somebody down there has a very divine sense of humor. And they wrote up to the office and said they were setting up one of these all-purpose foundations, and they had some dough inside, and they were going to get themselves a big building, and they were going to have in it a club and a hospital and a rehabilitation center, and they were going to educate, and they were going to research, and they were really going to take in the waterfront. What did we think about it? Well, of course, there in New York, we walk on a tightrope, you know, and so we wrote back and said, well, it isn't in line with the majority experience. And once upon a time, we used to think we should do these things here, but now we think we know better. And that's up to you, however. You make up their mind, your mind. So they made up their minds and wrote back and said, well, things were really different down in Virginia, and they had concluded they would set up the all-purpose foundation, cover the entire problem. And they got together some money, and they got them a building, and they got all these activities all going right in the same building. They also, just to be sure that it would work, sent up their charter and wanted me to put a seal on it. In other words, they wanted kind of an imprimatur, and I backed off on that one. Well, by and by, we began to get very distressed mail from Charleston. It seems that a great number of factions had arisen there. And it wound up in a frightful jam. Awful mess. Oh, they had terrible times. Well, out of it came a very great piece of wisdom. The fellow who had initiated all this, the inspired leader, had a sense of humor that was unusual even in AA. You know, we drunks have a wonderful sense of humor, but it's always about somebody else. But this guy got some humor about himself. So he gets a card about this size. He folds it once, and he slips it in an envelope, and on it he had printed a few little sentences. You take the card out of the envelope, and he mailed one to every AA group in America. And it says on the outside of the card, Charleston AA Group, rule number 62. The implication being that they had 61 other rules. But this was rule 62. So wondering what rule 62 is, you open the card, and written straight across it was one sentence. Don't take yourself so damn seriously. And that was the end of the All-Purpose Foundation, and now they're back on straight AA. So very clearly, I think we all see that each Alcoholics Anonymous group ought to be a spiritual entity, having but one primary purpose. That of carrying its message to the alcoholic who still suffers. Tradition 6. Problems of money